Okay, we actually recorded a live version of this year in the park, while waiting for the barbecue to be ready on Yom Ha'atzmaut, which I felt was, in a very religious way, deeply religious Zionist, learning Yerushalmi in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Ha'atzmaut. But for some reason, it didn't upload properly. I mean, I know not everyone who normally comes this year was there, so I will upload a brief version of today's daf. So the Gemara says on top of Daf, Ayin Tani Ma'arvin Bachometz Mazon Shtei Sudot. We can make an Erev with vinegar, the amount for 2 meals, or Yirmiyah V'Shem Rishon Be'Rav Yitzchak K'dei Litpol B'Yerek Hane'egad Shtei Sudot. This means enough to dip bound vegetables for two meals. Now the Bavli is 2 dayot. Whether what we're talking about is the vegetables with the vinegar or just the vinegar, whether you actually need 2 sudot. As well, the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi is that we are dealing with the vinegar, which is that day in the Bavli. However, the Mare Pnim takes the girsa as we have in front of it, which is Yerek Hanegad Mishtei Sudot, and assumes that the Yerushalmi is following the other day in the Bavli that you actually need the vegetables. The Gemara then says, Rabbi Yitzchak Atusha, Mekumei Rabbi Zeir, B'Shem Debei Rabbi Yanai. Afunin chayin, if you have raw peas, ma'arvin ben mazon shtei sudot, so you can use raw peas as a meal for Erev as well. I mean, it's why is that a chiddush? The Gemara says, the Rebbe Meir, it's a chiddush only according to Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir says you can't use onion for Erev, because raw onion isn't eaten by itself, it's eaten with bread, and therefore it's not its own meal. So you might say, shlo tomar, ha'ol vein masrich in the pe, you might think that peas cause bad breath, and therefore people don't generally eat them raw in Ma'arvin Ben, so you can't make an Erev Kamashimon, you can, right? It's not apparently not meal worthy as onions, and therefore it is fine. Dag Maliach Ma'arvin Bo, if you have salted fish, so you can use that for an Erev. Basar Maliach Ma'arvin Bo, salted meat, you can use Basar Chai, even raw meat, you can use. Why? Because there are people, the Taninan, so the Mishnah in Menachot, discusses the case of the sa'ir, which is brought on Yom Kippur, the Musaf of Yom Kippur. So the Kohanim would cook it and eat it after the fast. But if Yom Kippur would fall on Friday, so you couldn't cook it on the fast. So there were some people, as we'll see, who would eat it raw. So HaBavlim, Ochlan Otok Shuchai, the people from Bavel would eat it even raw on Motzei Shabbat, which was Motzei Yom Kippur, sorry, on Shabbat, which is Motzei Yom Kippur, Venetia Daitan Mikul Kelet, because they have perverse sensibilities. Now this is very odd, because now other people say "mimnesha datan yafeh," which might be a euphemism, right? Meaning they eat disgusting things, or alternatively, they have a strong stomach and they can now eat it. Now it's interesting that you would say, "Well, how could it be that you have the raw meat? Isn't that not achila? It's not normal." So either you would say, "Well, it's normal enough and it's achila," or possibly. The Beit Halevi makes a point in general by Karbanot, that by Karbanot you may not need a Maisa Achila, you might only need that the mitzvah of the Karban is that it should be Nechal, that it should be eaten, the object should be eaten, with the exception of the Pesach, or the mitzvah of Achila per se. And if that is the case, so maybe Dafka here, so even though it's not the normal way of eating by Karbanot, it will be it'll be fine. Now, what about Eruv, right? If this is local halacha to Karbana, based on what I just suggested, so maybe it wouldn't be true for Eruv. Right, maybe it would really be just about, Karban, because it doesn't actually explicitly say you could Eruv. That's clearly the context, but maybe you'd say it's just bringing it up parenthetically, right? Maybe Basar Chai is like a parenthetical comment. That doesn't seem to be the read, but it happens to be that in the Yerushalmi, it is explicit. That Basar Chaim Arvinbo, that you can use it. However, it's worth noting that several Rishonim and Erevin Choftet think that you can't use raw meat for Erev. And if that's the case, then you'd have to go more in the direction of the Beit Halevi, that Karban is different than Erev. Erev would need normal Achila, and maybe Karban doesn't. It only needs a Totza'a, that it is eaten. And therefore, the raw meat would be fine. Rabbi Yudan Boy, Hada Kalikra, this Kalikra, Ho'el Ve'ilen, Kutoy achla mine chaya, since the kutim eat it raw, arvin bay can be used for an eruv. And so now we've seen this before. Boy sometimes is a statement in the Yerushalmi, sometimes it's a question in the Yerushalmi, so it's not clear whether this is a statement or a question. That's a machloket in the commentaries here. Shmuel bar shelet b'shem rav, papuin v'gadguniot v'chalugliot. Marvin Bahena. What are these? Bo and Kume, Hadin, Yinun, what are these? Amarlon, Kakilkui is whatever, something. Vehinduke is coriander. Upar chanita is purslane. And those can be used for Erevit, some sort of herb. Okay, next Mishnah. Midazu amura bakonim ulevim uvi Yisrael. This is said about Kohanim, Levim, Uli Yisrael. Now, what does this mean? There are three interpretations of what this means. One possibility is that the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush, that it's talking about the poor person, that the shiurim that we saw that you have to give to the poor person, that's true for Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. You might have thought that it's not for Kohen and Levi because they're given other matanot, they're given truma, they're given meiser, kamash malon, that despite the general shame truma, shame meiser, they still get this shiur of meiser anik per se. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayot says that no, we're talking not to the people getting it, but to the donors, namely that whether the landowner is Kohen Levi or Yisrael, he must give meiser ani to other people, right? He's not pater from meiser ani. The Vnei Moshe quotes this position called Echamen Sheish Lo Meiser Ani Lechalik Begoran Lo Yivchog Zashir. They have to give and they have to give the shir. And the Rush is a totally different position, which is quoted here as well in the Gra and the Rosh Terilio, which is namely that the shear must be for all the different matanot, for truma, for maaser, and for maaser ani. Now this is a chiddush because in general we don't hold that you need a shear. The halacha by truma is chita achat poteret et akri. So either you now, right, and as well, Meiser Rishon, you don't normally need a minimum shear. You just need, right, you just need to give it, right? That's explicitly in the Tosefta. So you'd say that this is arguing on it. Alternatively, you could suggest something along the lines of what it appears in the Levi Yehuda. Then the Levi Yehuda claims that no one ever said it before him, though it does appear in versions in both in the Tosefta written and the Urayim, that there's two elements to the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of hafrasha, of separating, and the mitzvah of netina, of giving. That chita achad poteret akri, that only is about removing the shem tevel, removing the tevel status and separating it. But if you actually want to fill the mitzvah of netina, the kohen, you have to give him something significant. So you could suggest the same thing here, that maybe you're right, technically, in terms of removing the tevel for truma or for meiser. So there's no shear you have to give to the Kohen or to the Levi, but if you want to fill mitzvah netina, then you do. And I'll just read you here the Gra, Klomar Bain, Shinotin Lekohen Matan Kuna, Dahinu Truma, Bain Shinotin Levi, Masar, Bain Shinotin Lishon Maiser Ani, Azai, Chnitin Begorin, Leivchod Mizah Shear. When you're giving them, it should be this shear. The Rosh Terilio as well says as follows. Right, so you see this in the Rosh Terilio and the Gra based on the Rosh. So the now one of the distinctions between Meiser Ani and between the other Mananiim is whether it's a mitzvah of aziva where you give up control or that you have to give it. And if you give it, that might come with Tovan Hanah, with the right to give it to whoever you want. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Hayamatzil, if you're saving it for your relatives, you're allowed to do that. Notein mechta v'notam mechta, you can give half to the poor and take half for your relatives. Hayalom mimuah, but if he only has a little bit, and we'll see what this means in the Gemara, notein lefnein v'in mechalkim v'nein, you have to just leave it for the poor to take. So Biona patar madina biyoter mi kishir. Biona interprets the Mishnah in a case when you have a lot, right? You have a lot more. So then, hayamatzil, you can save some. No tel mechta, no tel mechta. So you give the minimum portion to the poor in the field, and the rest you can keep for your relatives. Now, if this is the case, half doesn't really mean half. It means that whatever is left, you can hold on to. And this is at least how the Marfulda says it. But if it's just kishir, mitol mechta, you give aniyim, and if you take half, you give it to poor, you won't be enough shir kachuv, so then you're not allowed to do it, aval mikashir. But if you only have a small amount, who notin lefnei vein chalken b'nehem, you just have to let people take. Now, the Rush notes that this line might have been talking about the first part of the Mishnah, not the second. Namely, the Mishnah is teaching you that if the amount of Meiser is not enough to give to everybody, then you just have to let them take. Doesn't seem to be the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi. Nevertheless, some of the Mepharshim do try to read it this way. The Gemara now gives a second interpretation. The Mishnah, Reb Chizkiya Patur Manita B'Kishir. He's talking in a case where there is only Kishir, B'Kish L'Hatzel, and meaning there's only one big statement in the Mishnah. Namely, if you want to save it for your relatives, no tal mechza, no tal mechza, take half, leave half, shabi tok, no tal mechza, no tal mechza, because by doing that, no na'asa davar mu'ed, it becomes a minimum, who no tal lefnei min mechalken b'nehem, and then in this case, you don't distribute it, because if you distributed it, it wouldn't be kashir. What you do is you take half, save for the poor, and the other half, you let them take for themselves. And that is, and then it's fine. The Marafulda has a slightly different interpretation. He says, Lo yagil aniyam shabo shirakatsuv, the opposite interpretation. He says, no, if it's only mu'at, lo yagil aniyam shabo shirakatsuv, ain't a rashai latzil klal. You're not allowed to save at all. Maniacha kol b'nehem. And therefore the whole thing goes together. This is what it means. If you're saving, you want to save it. You realize you won't have enough. So then you just have to give it. And therefore there is no machloket. They're only arguing how you get there. I mean, this is how you understand the Mishnah. Tani, the Braita then says, those poor people who go, who make the rounds, collecting money, so we don't have to worry about them because they get enough. Now, what is this talking about? So one possibility is, as the Pnei Moshe points out, that this is going on the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, right, so he says, Lola chiluk maiser ani. These are the upcoming Mishnah in terms of what tzedaka benefits you have from the communal things. So if someone does his own collecting, so then you don't have to, then the community isn't responsible for him. Others say that this has to do with the matnot aniyim. Right, meaning the Maaser Ani, rather, the minimum amount for Maaser Ani. You don't have to give the minimum amount of Maaser Ani if these people are getting other tzedakah. So then you give them whatever they give, but you don't have to give the minimum amount that we saw of two sudo because they're getting other tzedakah as well. Amar Rabbi Yona vilvad lo yivchot lei min argon dilai, as long as you don't give him less than the minimal amount that you normally give him, whatever that might be, because then might people think that he's a liar, and that's why you're giving him less. You don't want to do that, right? So the Rashi really says, Lashon regilo, masha regilo, latte lo dahinu matan muetet, di'i enotin lo damar muat, dilma yechashu mishum shenimtza ramai. Because maybe if you give him less, nimtza mashanalo adelet vachita verakamadu avabatra. Just like you see in the Bavli, is people will think that he's a liar, that's why you give him less. You don't want to do that. The Archa Shulchan is geared so that, no, this is a silver coin. You don't give him less than amount. So Hachad Amrin Pochen Lani Im Begoren. So here in our Mishnah, you say that you can't give the poor at the threshing floor less than they have kav, and yet later it says Vachad Amar. The next Mishnah Pochen Lani Ovri Makom Lamakom, that you don't give him less than a loaf that cost a pinyon when four sav wheat costs one sella. Now since a sella buys four sav wheat, a pundion would buy half a kav. Now what's the problem? Half a kav, half a kav. No, there's a difference between half a kav of flour and half a kav of bread. Because a bread, it costs you money and resources to make the bread, so you're giving him significantly more. So the more answer is no. Rav Huna Amar, when you say bread, you mean Seimehen Shlish Liatzia. Amount of bread that in fact cost you that much, but you deduct a third to cover your costs, and therefore it comes to the same amount. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bon Mafik Leila Nachtumaya. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bon deducted for the bakers, God the Rav Huna, Vachod God and Shira, when wheat sold for that amount, which came out to this math. Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal by Kume Rabbi La, Ro de Yotzim and Irvit Nechnas Lei. If you saw the person leave the city and come back again, do you have to give him the amount for lodgings at night? So again, this is going, as Marfolda notes on the next Mishnah, that teaches that a poor person who stays overnight in town has the rights to provisions for night lodgings. The Gemara says, what happens if you have a poor person who leaves town without requesting that, and then return? Does he get such things? Are we concerned that this is just a ruse right? And he has no intention of staying the night. Yes or no? So Amar Leah, no tain, no tain. You give it, and you don't have to worry about it. The taker has to be honest. But you should give him, and don't worry about whether or not he's actually being authentic. That's not your problem. He has to have some integrity. So I know that was a bit fast, but this is the second time I've given it today, and this is just for those of you who missed it.